Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think he was out of breath.
That's like me after a couple pumps.
Oh my God. Couple what?
Simmer.
TMI.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
And that's what life's about.
Relax. Injuries are part of the game.
This is crazy.
Part of the game.
Who said? I'm with you on that. Stop. Hey, real quick. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got one thing to say. Here's what I believe. And this is why I can't stand you talking about injuries like this. Because I got a source.
Like how?
I'll tell you right now. I got a source. What if I told you this? Would you think any differently about the injury, Brock Purdy's injury, if I told you this? He didn't get hurt on the second to last play. No, he didn't. You know when he got hurt? My sources say.
Tell me.
When he tried that stupid jump pass for no reason. So now he got hurt because he was dumb. Does that make any difference?
We did 4 hours of radio and I forgot to bring that up. I have never seen a guy go Mario Kart Steiny. He bounced up the
Hey Pablo Steiny, Torres.
What was
Pablo
that?
Torre.
Have you ever seen a quarterback do the jump to throw it? If that's not the real too short, I don't know what is. Steiny.
My sources say
he jumped up to throw the
turf
rock.
Toe happened when he came down hard after the ill-advised jump pass.
Oh,
quit blaming Shanny or anybody else.
I forgot that play. I said, did I just see my man go Mario Kart? Oh, man. Hey. I got to say this to you in Evan, and I need some help. I know tomorrow is what's bugging you. I got a million text messages. I'm getting the fight come through. Evan tells me it's on Netflix, and during the break, you're not getting the fight. Everybody's getting the fight because it's on Netflix. Evan, fair or foul?
Yeah.
You're not getting the fight. We're all getting it.
Yeah, it's not one of those pay-per-views. You don't have to huddle around the fire and chip in $20.
Dude, we're all getting it, Steiny. Even if you don't watch it, you got it, baby. Anyway, the jump pass. Oh, I kept rewinding it, Steiny.
Everybody knows that the risk of a jump pass, sometimes you throw that jump pass, you get turf toe.
Oh.
Every quarterback knows that. You got way again. Who is that? Jeez.
That almost sound like somebody else.
Let's go to Ulysses in Marin. Let's talk about our quarterback of the future, Mac Jones. What's up, Ulysses? How you doing?
What's up, gentlemen? How you doing?
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Thanks for taking my call. So, all right, look. Mac Jones, like the other caller was saying, he's a little bit bigger. He's got something to prove. I don't know. I just feel he this is his chance. He might get some money next year. He's got a little 4 or 5 games. He's got a little 4 or 5 games to maybe add a couple million to his contract next year. I think he can do it. I think he can do it. On top of that, he's been throwing the tonges during the offseason. He's been throwing to some of these guys, I feel like, right?
He's a second stringer.
He's been throwing to some of these guys.
No doubt.
There might be a little bit of chemistry there. So I like that. But this whole, I don't know, 5-0, I mean, I know maybe these guys are playing, but it was five. Come on now. This guy goes 5-0. I'm jumping though out of a plane with no parachute. Come on, we got to keep this. Come on, man. This guy. But I'm excited. I really like this Pinero thing. I'd love to see this guy just hit a 40, 45 yarder just out of the gate. I feel like they'll put a little juice in the team too, man. So let's get this win, man.
Appreciate you, Ulysses.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, nothing here for the. This is about next year for him to use five games like Darnold used a whole year to get paid, right?
Well, as Evan pointed out, he's got a 2-year deal.
Oh,
Mac Jones. But I mean, I don't think there's.
Well, there goes that theory.
Well, no, I mean, if he quarterbacks six games and looks really, really good, wouldn't you think of trading him? He's a great backup that somebody wants to pay. You know, somebody will give some up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just food for thought.
How old is Eddie Pineros, Donnie?
I don't. Let me guess. 33.
So is the circus still in town when he goes out to kick? We're all going to be watching. Like, it's Jake Moody's gone, but he's not gone yet until Pinero shows us. We trust you. But Evan is still going to be a circus when they line up. God forbid he misses his first kick.
Listen, really, would you settle? Let me tell you something about life again. For goodness sakes. And I've said this before. You know, okay, Sarah and Vinny. Okay, we got Sarah and Vinny.
Incredible.
The legends, right?
Yeah, legends.
Legends. Let's just concentrate on Sarah. Legend, right?
I said hello to her this morning.
Oh, yeah, sure, we all do. So when what Sarah, she's not going to work forever, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Who's going to replace Sarah at some point?
I got you.
That's going to be really hard. Right. Don't you get it?
But somebody's like going to attempt to do it.
Right, and they'll probably fail. But anyway, what I'm saying is replacing a legend is hard. Replacing Jake Moody is a gift.
All right.
Don't you get it?
Right.
He hits a 32-yarder to start. They're going to start selling Pinero jerseys.
Avante, he's
standing
for free in this town.
Ovation.
Yeah. Oh, that's
for an extra point. That's what he's going to get.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
You guys talked about my victory lap for the Giants that I missed, but you guys had victory laps. The Moody, I did not see him getting cut. I thought he had New Orleans for sure, but they got rid of him, man. Yeah. That sounds like Willard.
Don't say that.
No, give it to me one more time, E. Little bit.
Does it?
Yeah.
Joe's in San Jose.
He's listening.
You love when Willard listens.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, how are you doing today? Hey.
Doing well, thank you.
I think Brock's going to keep getting hurt, guys, honestly. I hate to say it, but if Shanahan doesn't change his outlook on the O-line and buff up the other side, he's small. His stature is smaller. He's not as big as the other guys in the league, and he's going to keep taking those hits, and he's eventually going to keep getting hurt. You're going to have to change his name to Brock Purdy. And I don't want to see that. I really don't, because I don't think we've seen the best of Purdy yet. And I think that we could if Shanahan would just surround him and protect him a little better. But Shanahan doesn't seem to change his viewpoints on things very easy. I mean, you saw how long it took him to see the writing on the wall with Jake Moody and get rid of him. I mean, I don't know. That's just my thoughts.
Hey, Joe, thanks. I think it's a fair thought.
Clooney, now you need a bunch of – you got to invest if you're going to have Brock back there moving forward.
I mean, the way I look at it –
just got paid.
Yeah, I mean, the way I look at it is I don't think Purdy in and of himself is injury prone.
I'm with you.
The more you make him skedaddle and the more pressure he's under, then that increases the likelihood of it. And, yeah, the offensive line is a factor when it comes to that. All right. Let's see. Who else is talking injury? Hey, one of your favorite fullbacks, Moose Johnston, was on.
I missed him. I'll run it back on the way home.
I think he was on with the morning show, yeah.
The Joes. Who we're doing a crossover with tomorrow, baby. First one of the football season.
Yep. This is Moose Johnston on Brock Purdy being out.
A little bit of disappointment. Always enjoy the opportunity to visit with Brock Purdy. I think it's been a great story. We had years ago had his first start of his NFL career and kind of was able to have a couple of games down the stretch that season. So I just think he's one of the good guys that's in the NFL and always enjoy our opportunity to visit with him. So just from a personal standpoint, that'll be disappointing. But Mac is great, too. You know, we got an opportunity to visit with him a couple of times. And I really think that, you know, they're very similar in their style of play and what they bring to the table at the quarterback position. So it shouldn't impact Kyle's offense too much. So I'm actually very excited to see what Kyle does for the adjustments. So he's very creative and one of the better coaches in the NFL from an offensive side of the football. So it's going to be fun to watch what he has in store for the Saints defense.
Mm. It almost feels to me like some people think Mac Jones is Brock Purdy just with less mobility.
Well, during the break, I, you know, grab the phone, see what's going on Twitter, and the boss tweets, way to go out on a limb too, boss. I think Mac Jones will play pretty well Sunday. I'm like, well, join the club. He's got Kyle out there, and he's got some weapons at his disposal. So, again, Stoney, it's about what they're going to ask him to do. He's done it. He's seen a lot of different defenses in his time. I'm talking about Mac Jones. I'm not ready to say the dude's a bum. I don't feel that. I'm being real with you. And just imagine if Brandon Allen was quarterback in this game, how Niner fans would feel and the confidence level on the floor, because I don't think it would be high at all, as opposed to what we're, you know, you heard Moose just say it, and hopefully you got to put some respect on Purdy's name. I'm not doing that. Stoney, but hope somehow they don't skip a beat. And now you bring up this Kendrick Bourne element. I don't know how much.
What about Todgis? He's been throwing to Todgis all summer.
Or is it Farrell?
I tell you, got to go with Todgis.
He would have got that catch.
Man. It's a great catch for Todgis.
He cannot be that guy.
He wasn't.
And if you're Woolen from Seattle, Stoney, if I was a DB, we'd be fighting. He made two blunders that game. He misjudged the ball twice. The 45-yarder on the double move for Pearsall.
That was a great throw.
And then the Fred Flintstone, that ball was hanging up in the air. You could have jumped two or three times to try to get it. But, hey, Tom just went and got it, man.
See, that's one of those where I think it was a great play.
Oh, it was.
More than Woolen.
But also the guts of Brock to put himself in a situation to where if that gets picked, what are you doing? Yeah. That's your third.
Yeah.
Now, oh, that was a Garoppolo game.
Well, when, right. That's what you would have done, probably.
No, what are you saying? Dude.
650, did you see Adam Silver told the fans that they who can't afford streaming that the NBA is a highlight sport?
We did that at 10:12.
You backed him up.
Yeah. I did stop.
We all think that.
That was a.
We're all down on Adam Silver.
Yeah, we are.
Put it that way.
How would you rank the commissioners of the three sports? Baseball, basketball, football, real quick.
Pretty much hate them all.
But that's who you are. Even if they were all swapped out.
I like David Stern.
Well, I did too.
You know, I had a nice buffet lunch with him one time. So
I liked Tagliabue, Paul.
Terrific, yeah. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in the city. I would say Peter Uberoth was probably my favorite.
Roselle was mine.
Okay.
Bowie Coon.
I mean, you can go, you want to keep Kennesaw Mountain Landis?
Who is that?
That guy stunk.
And when was he around?
Help him.
I had to be five. What?
Pre-segregation.
Oh, boy. Dude. Say it again.
Kennesaw Mountain Landis.
Just sounds like a Confederate.
You learn something new every day. Boy.
Let's go to JJ in San Jose. What's up, JJ? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Happy Thursday. Guru, it's good to hear you from you, man. Glad to have you back.
Thanks, man.
And even though he won't admit it, Steiny gets a little bit of a pep in his step when he got you back in the studio, but that's okay. You know, I could hear it.
Yeah.
But, you know, with that, you know, it's funny because with life, you know, a lot of times you notice parallels from different and people that are in different paths. And I think this Brock Purdy injury it's kind of like one of those things where, you hate to see it, you know, but people are starting to make a point where it's like, you know, if we know what we know about the offensive line, you know, you might want to put him down for a game or two because it's just the way it is. Now, I'm not sure if that's how Shanahan intends it to be, you know, but it's just the way it is. You know, it's kind of like, but I think they're going to be all right, you know, because Mac Jones is all right. You know, it's like, you know, when Guru misses a day or two, you know, Evan's going to step in and everything's going to be all right. Evan is Mac Jones, per se. So I think, you know, I got faith in Evan because he's going to hold it down. I got faith in Mac Jones because Mac Jones going to hold it down. And then Purdy's going to come back and then, you know, maybe they'll make some noise. But a couple of games, you know, it should be no problem.
There it is.
Appreciate it, JJ.
And I've heard Evan, I've heard you. I got to get back fast. That boy is bad. Okay, Stoney Mojo on SF.
Wow.
Goo just yells.
Are you all right?
No, Goo just yells so much. Stoney has to yell louder to be heard. No, you're on to see. You've been had something in your Wheaties about this injury stuff. You've been letting it off your chest. Ain't got nothing to do with me.
Well, it does because you provoke.
Please.
With your
wah.
Hey, stream your local NFL game all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Hey, it's Willard and Dibs for Safeway.
Hey, what's up? Hey, you know, you got to stop doing something, if you don't mind. I'm not mad at all.
Did you talk to Ibanez?
No.
Okay, this is just naturally, organically something you said.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to stop asking me, hey, where are you watching the game?
I was just about to, we got one.
I have
one,
no idea what game you're talking about.
And that's why you got to be better. You got to be better at your job.
Are you talking about
Green Bay, Washington? That's a big deal. Week 2 kickoff. And Valkyries.
I like watching two teams. The 49ers and the Eagles.
But then you don't like football.
No,
I'll watch high school.
I know you will.
You can't bet on it.
I would much rather watch De La Salle on a Friday night than the Packers against the, who are they playing?
Commanders. Jaden Daniels.
I'm not saying I'm not going to watch it.
Well,
I'm not
saying that. Have you checked your lineup to see who you got playing? I suspect you have not. And that's
You'd
why.
You'd be wrong.
And that's
I scored the second most points.
What happened to the love of the, we know, you, yeah. It wasn't first place. What happened to the love of the game?
I like watching football. I like watching the Niners.
No, I get
that.
And
the Eagles.
And you've been doing it since you moved here. We have.
Well, there's a lot of documentaries out there right now.
But you haven't watched the Cowboy the Gambler.
So if I watched the Cowboys documentary, is that better or worse than watching the game tonight?
That's worse than watching the game tonight. Tonight's not tonight.
What about a regular old documentary on, like, the Eiffel Tower?
That's super worse.
Okay.
I've been there.
So,
no, Evan, my honeymoon, that wasn't a lie.
I meant Stein bringing up a documentary about the Eiffel Tower.
And are we going to get in real quick to Ryan Clark Schrager?
Sure. You want me to play it first?
Yeah, who the hell is Ryan Clark? He needs a knuckle sandwich, man. Can I get in trouble for that?
No.
Next question.
The rules are different for you. Remember, we talked about that. I may have taken that off the board for
That's
now, but I can play that on the other side.
All right. Just who? Anyway.
You know, I can understand why non-athletes don't like when athletes call them non-athletes. I understand that.
So I didn't
I
go to
understand
the school
why
of theater.
A non-athlete.
If I go to a movie
that.
And say Denzel stunk in a movie, I don't have the credentials to say, hey, you stunk. I know what it looks like.
You don't have the credentials like Robert De Niro to say it.
Okay, that wasn't a question.
What? Okay, why don't you start over?
I can't have a conversation with I can't tell Lo Neal I think Dak stinks because he played the game and
you
I
can,
didn't.
But it'll just be like a dimwit conversation.
I hear Evan and Evan, you play college baseball. And Lo, that's not, you're missing the boat if Ryan Clark thinks that's what life is about. You aren't even that good, Ryan Clark.
13-year NFL.
Stop.
He's got a ring.
Stop. I'll just say that. Because then we could say, oh, you weren't Deion, so your opinion is less. You got to be, stop it. People know how to, just because you didn't do it.
You're so scared that the jig might be up with non-athletes.
Well, players can have bad takes. Like, what if De Niro thinks that, I don't know, Moonlight is a bad movie? Like, that's a bad take.
Oh, my God. When does it end?
But a bad take has more credibility from a guy like De Niro than me or Goo.
One of the best dudes going is Mike Greenberg, Greeny. He didn't play. And yes, I don't agree with him all the time. He's incredible. Stephen A. didn't play.
You better be careful.
Ask Jason Whitlock. He didn't play. But anyway, come on, Steiny, stop. Adam Schefter didn't play. They got him firing off takes.
You want to do it? All right. Here you go. You want to hear it?
Yep.
Is had a better day than CeeDee Lamb?
Wait, but, no, you, you know what you wake up saying? No, A.J. Brown's team is 1-0.
Of course.
Right, like, I mean, like, that's what,
I get it.
But the thing is this, though, and we shouldn't do this on TV. And so I apologize if people think this is rude. That's the non-player.
Oh, stop. That's CeeDee Lamb is...
Let me tell you why. I'm not looking at
fantasy football. Ryan, I'm not. Don't belittle me like that. I could come in and say, as 3X players are saying one thing and give an alternative perspective, that maybe CeeDee Lamb did play well. And
Peter, what I need for you to do is not get mad at me.
Don't play victim, okay, Ryan.
It wasn't about you. It was going to be about me.
Oh, okay. My gosh. I want to throw a... And Peter handled that so well, man. What? Evan, what a... Who does Ryan Clark think he is?
13-year NFL vet with a Super Bowl ring, talking to a guy who's never laced him up.
I'm done with our world, man. It's too much wrong happening. It just is, man. Oh, that was wrong of Ryan Clark. You didn't play. You weren't that good.
It's like
you was all right.
It's like when Jeff Garcia said, would you play? And I was like, at Division III. And he was flummoxed. Like, he was like, well, that's not the pros, but.
We're good with him. I saw him. Dick Sporting Good. Remember we did a event?
Now, did you bring up what happened?
Oh, I had to. My wife was concerned, like, hey, tell him. And he had a security with him, some big dudes. I was like, oh, this could go left. But, you know, not him. He goes, Steiner, he told me, like, that was nothing on his radar. We ran with it, so did the New York Times. But to him, it was nothing.
Yeah. From the 640, the Boxer and Gershon Work Injury Attorneys text line. Steinmetz, you never played in the NBA, so you shouldn't be allowed to give takes about it.
That's a very... Where would the world be if those were the rules?
Then we would have ex-athletes, ex-pro players in the media.
And good luck with that.
Okay, 640, I'm going to beg. But does it mean anything, 640? Because you're right. I never played in the NBA. What about, like, if you're a writer who covers the team every day and you're kind of in the locker room?
She still never played.
Now, you didn't play in the NBA, but I still got to be in that locker room weaseling around, sniffing around for information, being a little sneaky. Checking into the weight room, seeing who's on the training table. Does that mean anything?
Man.
That's curious. All right.
You're not allowed in the trainer's room.
I know. That's why I'd peek in. You just peek in.
Guru, you ain't a real one, cuz C-U-Z. You don't stand on business with your take. That's all I do. And Evan clips them.
Yeah.
You guys are the best.
All right. We got a minute left. We can talk. Here's what we can do. I'll give you some choices here because I have them written down.
I love choices.
Do you want? Where's my? We got the 25 most influential media people of the 2000s. We can talk about that.
Shout out Simmons.
I had a couple other things written down here, and I can't see. Soldier Field. We talked about that yesterday.
Going away.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. We got the crossover coming up in a half hour with Willard and Dibbs. Brock Purdy not going to play Sunday for sure against the Saints. We'll see if he doesn't play multiple games. George Kittle is going to be out for the next 4 games. So the San Francisco 49ers undermanned as they head down to New Orleans. And Mac Jones is going to be the starter 888-957-9570. You want to jump in? What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I was just a pig in heaven.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Okay. The Niners. This is how the day started. Ian Rappaport, the NFL Network. Yesterday, we'd heard Kyle Shanahan talk about the Purdy injury. He said it was a long shot to play Sunday, and that it was possible he'd miss multiple weeks. This is Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network from earlier today, and it's what we're talking about.
Kyle Shanahan telling reporters yesterday that Brock Purdy is a long shot to play this week. It could be a multiple-week injury. My understanding is that Brock Purdy is out 2 to 5 weeks. 2 to 5 weeks for Brock Purdy with what is essentially a variant of turf toe. It is a ligament injury that affects the bottom of his foot. Call it turf toe if you want. That's basically what Kyle Shanahan has said. But 2 to 5 weeks for Brock Purdy, which would put him out at least the Saints game this week, the Cardinals game next week, and then we'll see. It is swollen. It is irritated. No one knows how it's going to react, but certainly it seems like the 49ers are looking at probably 2 starts for Mac Jones, their backup quarterback, and maybe more. And it's been tough early on for the 49ers, guys. I mean, obviously, you had the Christian McCaffrey minor injury to start out week one. He ended up playing. You have George Kittle on IR with a hamstring injury, another battery of injury for the 49ers. A lot of challenges early on.
All right, that was Ian Rappaport this morning saying between 2 and 5 games for Purdy, Goo. And their next 5 games are at New Orleans. Then they come home for their opener division game against the Cardinals. They stay home against the Jaguars, then they're at L.A., the Rams, and then they're at Tampa Bay. So
I'm doing one game at a time.
Okay, let's talk about the Saints then.
Okay, I know it's the NFL, but they played tough at home against the Arizona Cardinals, and I do wonder, is it a good or bad thing, and I'm assuming bad, that this – you know, Mac Jones era in San Francisco will start on the road, because if things were to get a little wonky, you know, you don't have that home field advantage. But the bottom line is, I just hate we're watching, you know, the backup quarterback in week two, and you still got McCaffrey, you still got Trent Williams, you still got Warner, Bosa, that young secondary with Lenore, and now Upton Stout and Renardo Green, all those dudes. Stoney, Michael Williams, I know I said to you Monday when I was here, he didn't pop enough for me. That was just me, but Baldy said, you know, he did some things, but we'll see. And the rat on the table, our first one today, brought to you by ATCO Pest Control, is, Stoney, there's 2 scoreboards. This game for me is who else is going to get hurt for the Niners. And there I said it. Everybody has to be – that's what we're watching. McCaffrey, and I did that in Seattle without even saying that aloud. But that's how you're watching this team now. Yeah, it can't keep continuing, right?
Yes, it can.
That sounds like Norm.
It can't.
Son, why? You think it could get worse? It can. Well, it better not.
We have no control over whether it will or whether it won't. It could, Goo. It could. But I still like their chances in New Orleans, and then we'll see what happens after that. This is Kyle Shanahan ostensibly talking about when Purdy's toe injury happened.
Brock, did someone step on his foot in the pocket? Do you know how the toe injury happened?
I think it happened scrambling. I think when Love tackled him by the sideline. I believe it happened.
Were you aware he was playing through that in the game, or is it just something you found out later?
No, I was aware.
Either that or the jump pass.
He told you when Love tackled him, but man, he was aware and he finished. So it must really be feeling some type of way, Steiny.
So I can't visualize the play right now. I know he was like running to his left. Did he get hit?
Yeah, he
on
got
the
a,
play.
He got tackled. The Love made contact with him, or? Out of bounds, and he popped right up, went, grabbed his face mask, and walked back to the huddle. But I'm just like, and turf toe is not all just about contact. You could jam it into the turf, Steiny, or something goes on inside your cleat, but. What I don't like, and you all could be right, or you could be right. Oh, good, it'll just be a week. But when I hear 2-5, that's lightweight cryptic of I'm leaning towards the latter part of that. So last year, it was 8 games. I mean, yeah, how many games for McCaffrey that he didn't play? And then now your quarterback, after he signs his bag, might miss up to 5, but you know it was going to be 2 for sure. Come on.
This is Kyle Shanahan on Eddie P.
When I look at just his history, I like how it shows how accurate he's been. I think that was the strongest thing that stuck out. He's got a lot of experience.
I got to tell you, I get a kick out of Shanahan talking about special teams. And there's something I like. There's something I get a kick out of when I know damn well that a lot of coaches approach special teams like Kyle, and some are more hands-on.
Right.
I love the way it just bothers everybody that he doesn't talk to the kicker. I wouldn't either. He's got no kicking.
I'll say this to
pedigree,
that. Maybe
Shanahan.
If you had, you wouldn't be looking for a new one. And Pinero, we're all rooting for him. But Stoddy, good Lord, what's his leash look like? I'll just ask you that quick. Missed the first 1 out of 4 kicks. First 3 out of 4 kicks. Is he gone? That would be a nightmare.
No, he got to score touchdowns then. This is quarterback. I haven't heard this sound yet, yeah. But we may as well be comprehensive about it. Shanahan was asked what led to the decision to let go of Jake Moody.
I think by where it got to, there wasn't that much of a decision. It's always tough with that, you know, especially when you have a talented guy. I have some experience with that in my past. I remember when I was in Washington, I didn't have that experience, and our kicker lost us a game. And I remember how adamant I was when I went into the head coach's office and said, you need to make a change. Like, what are we doing? He snapped at me and said, you know, no kickers. This guy's really talented. We got to give him some time. I'm not going to watch him go be a Pro Bowler for someone else. Then 2 weeks later, he missed a kick and lost us a game. So I felt like validated. I was like, I told you, which I was right for like a day. Because then the next year, he went on to be a Pro Bowler and the highest paid kicker in the league for the next 3 years for another team. So those are things that you kind of think about. It's tough with a kicker. I think Jake's got a chance to have a hell of a future. He is that talented. But when it gets to that spot where it is, we all know how last year ended. We know how everyone was looking at him. And obviously when it gets to that point, you can see it affecting him from a mental game. Then you don't have much choice. Yeah, you got to move on, and hopefully Eddie will come in here and do the job.
Eddie.
Yeah. Until he
not
misses.
Not much of a decision.
Until he misses. Like I do what Steiny, honestly, I want to know how long that leash is. I'll ask the guys when they come in, Willard and Dibs.
Well, I think it depends. Like, if he misses 2 chippies, maybe it'll be 1 week.
Game winner? No, we're done with the 1 week stuff, Steiny. He's getting it. Come on, Steiny. Like, even if it were a game winner, you can't. Come on. You're swapping them out like that. Come on now.
Guru, kickers are a dime a dozen.
But it's not tryouts.
Dime a dozen.
It's not tryouts.
Yeah, it is.
That's what life is
about. Yes, it
is.
That's exactly what it is. They're having tryouts right now. You just got to kick during the game.
Come on, stop.
Here's a tough conversation with Moody, or did he just kind of know that he stunk and was going to get cut?
I don't think it's that hard to have because I think it is what it is. I mean, I think he knows he wouldn't disagree with us. I mean, he'd have to say why, but it looked like he lost his confidence and he wasn't kicking the ball well enough and it was way too inconsistent. So once that happens and when your stroke in golf is changing all the time and you're trying to fix things, trying not to miss, it's very hard to succeed at this level that way. And there wasn't anything I had to beat around the bush on. He knew that. And to a degree, I think this will give him a chance to move on and hopefully find a place where he can get his swag back in that way.
Man, Kyle, I'll just say this. I won't second guess you.
Boy, Kyle messed him up.
But you could have enhanced that swag had you talked to him, because you told us you didn't. And then get this, on the flip side.
Hey, Pee Wee football.
The first time you talk to him, hey, you're out of here.
You try to.
That's the time you guys have a conversation. Yeah. Hey, bud, I got some bad news.
Yeah. These things happen.
Sometimes, Kyle, finesse it. But you see a guy's lost his confidence, that don't mean he's shot. He's got the leg. Yeah. Just talk to him.
Season three
drops tonight of Beauty in Black on Netflix. Watch a show with him. Call him over. Thanks, Leroy. He texts that. But anyway, man, break bread with him.
One of the things I found watching sports for as long as I have is Pee-wee football is different than the NFL. Typically, an NFL coach will handle pros a certain way. And then Little League coaches, they might invite him over to see Black is Beautiful and break some bread. Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
He's 9 for his last 20. But I'll tell you what, one little pep talk would have saved him.
No, that was
negligence.
Bad. No, you didn't try to fertilize it. That's all, with the mental game.
Good.
You think he gets picked up?
Yes, eventually. He will kick another field goal in the NFL. I don't know if he'll make it.
Oh, no. I'll bet you
he kicks for another team at some point.
Yeah.
I'd like to know this, too, and maybe somebody knows it. Who's the kicker he was talking about in D.C.? I should know.
So he wanted
to cut a guy. His head coach said, hit the pike. We're not cutting him.
Oh, Graham Cano started.
Okay.
Yeah. Grandy gave that to me.
I think it's Gunno with a G. Cano. Am I right, Grandy?
Yes, I said it with a G.
Yeah, it's
Gunno.
A G. Yeah, okay.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah, no, it's Gunno, not Cano. Cano was a
Robinson.
Yeah, baseball.
Lefty.
Although I heard he can kick, too. Pretty good kicker.
Grandy checked on me, too. Right on, baby.
Well, now all of a sudden, 19 people have checked on you. 4 hours after you said nobody checked on you. What's going on there, do you think?
Willard
did. Is it outright lying?
Nah.
By the way, you got to do me a favor.
Oh,
today.
Boy, go
with,
ahead.
With yes, seriously. Because he was saying this yesterday. You know, and the whole thing about Kyle should have talked to him and stuff. You know, I give you grief about it. But, you know what Willard said yesterday? He goes, kickers aren't even really teammates.
Oh, he didn't say that.
Yeah, Nick Bosa doesn't even consider, Moody his teammate. So there's no, yeah.
Did he say that into the mic?
Yeah, he did.
That's what's wrong with our society.
Kickers aren't even really on the team.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I'll bring it up.
So let me just plant that seed.
Yeah, I got you.
But
you got to lay out for me to do it, because I know you change when they come in.
You know I like to lay out during
the crossover. Hey, Diz, what a lovely sweater. Mike, your hair looks great. Gosh.
I haven't given Diddley a compliment on his clothing in 9 years.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Really was reaching, but I'm glad it worked.
Hey, did you see, did you hear this?
Yeah, I saw it.
Well, I was going to change the subject, but I want to stay on the 49ers.
Football.
What do you want to hear about? You want to hear Greg Cosell?
I listened to the whole interview, though, but he was great.
All right. Here's a new guy to talk about, Ricky Pearsall.
I think the play that really probably stood out to me, if you're really talking about Pearsall, was the one that was 24 yards early in the fourth quarter, where he was he beat Woolen in press coverage and ran a great route to win on his outcut. Number one, he got off the press with no problem at all, no disruption in his route, so it didn't disrupt the timing of Purdy. And then you probably saw at the end, you know, as he got to the top of his stem, the way he bent inside and did a great job of sticking inside and kind of Woolen got stuck. And that gave Purdy the indicator of when to let the ball go. And that, to me, was his best route.
I forget the play he's exactly talking about. He went across the middle. Yeah, I expect him to talk about the 45.
He had one across the middle on the first. That first drive was so, I know you don't care, reminiscent of the Raider preseason game.
That's scripted. What do you expect?
Well, it was aided, and this is why I hate the NFL, Snotty. The only thing, that wasn't a roughing the passer on Purdy. That might change the whole course of the game. They only had 7 in the first half, and hey, they took advantage, but miss me. Three dudes over there, like,
the bottom line is
hunting hyenas. Come on, man. Flag, repping the Panther.
Have you been watching the NFL the last few years?
Yeah, I'm sick. I don't like the flags. Well,
then it shouldn't surprise you.
Hey, real quick, what about this new kickoff rule? Steiny, they're getting the ball at the 40.
I know. I love it.
Did you say I know?
I love it.
Dude, you are so.
Evan and I got into it last night. Go ahead, or yesterday. Go take it up with Evan.
No, Steiny hates the rule, but because you said you don't like it, now he's saying that he likes it.
No, I don't like it either, Goose.
That should be studied.
Take it out on Evan. I don't like it either. I'm with you.
What's the get? What, help me. Why do you want the field condensed? That's less action, for one. What are we? I'm just getting too old, man. I seriously. If Mars is taking applications, I'm filling one out. I am so sick of y'all. I'm ready to dip out, man. There's some stuff happened in the world
yesterday.
We're
trying to cheer me up.
We can't touch on it, but boy, we could do 4 hours.
When are you dipping? Just give me a little, heads up here.
Before you retire.
Yeah, we'll see. We're not there
people
yet.
Coming up asking
that's gonna
me.
Be pretty quick.
I can't laugh. I don't feel well.
Oh, you came in sick?
No, don't tell Dibs, because he'll write a letter to management.
You should wear a mask.
No, seriously, I'm not to that.
You should wear a mask when Dibs come in. I'm fine. You know how Dibs is. Actually, that's going to be a big part of the crossover.
No, the boss called me, asked how I was doing. Could I come in?
No,
and
I
thought
it.
About the other. So did he.
You know how Dibley is.
How is he?
He's like a boy in a bubble sometimes with his germs.
I hope you're healthy. I go to shake his hand when he comes in.
I try to give him a hug.
He might sock me.
Go up and give him a big hug.
All
right, Kyle, can you go into detail on the Purdy injury?
Can you say he has turf toe?
If you want me to, that's a generic thing for anything on the bottom of the big toe, and since it's halfway between the side and the bottom, that's why we don't say turf toe. But it's the third time you've asked me, so I'll call it turf toe for you if you want.
I am with Kyle there. I am totally with Kyle there.
Was like, that necessary?
Yes, it was.
Just to obliterate the...
They're just trying to get something specific. I mean, it's not like he's not the most revealing individual.
Yeah.
They're trying to do their job, Steiny. You of all people should understand this.
So that's his version of a turf toe?
If you want me to. That's a generic thing for anything on the bottom of the big toe. And since it's halfway between the side and the bottom, that's why we don't say turf toe. But it's the third time you've asked me, so I'll call it turf toe for you if you want.
I got no problem with that.
What a D.
Yeah, I'm just explaining to him the situation.
No, Ryan Clark is Kyle.
Kyle,
man.
You were fine there.
Then he went doctor on us and said if it's under the... Dude, boy.
Well, why didn't he just call it turf toe in the first place then?
I guess he's in a bad mood.
I didn't know... Yeah, I didn't. I don't know.
I guess he's in a bad mood. Think about it. Your quarterback's out. Okay. Your tight end.
This is
out.
Where
you had to cut your kicker, Evan.
This is where I think.
I you know what?
This is where I think you're a little naive. This is where I swear to God, I do think you're a little naive. Everything. He's not mad. He's coached in the NFL for 8 years. His teams have led the league in injury for 3 of them. They've been top 10 in injury. 5 of the last 6 years, he's not mad.
I'll tell you what.
He's just into, now I got to win with backup mode.
I'll tell you what.
Which I actually prefer because the pressure's off.
If we followed him home and opened that refrigerator, there would be a 6-pack with only 2 left. Right. I'm just letting you know that's what this is doing to him. It's wearing on him. And he's taking it out on the reporter.
Listen, I'm not saying he's happy.
Have you looked at the picture of him from his introductory press conference in 2017 to but now.
That's
2025.
8 years, Evan. 8 years.
It's been a long 8 years. He's done two terms.
I look at us. We look heavier 8 years ago.
So, all I'm saying is, like, it's if pro football coaches, okay, if pro football coaches got mad every time there was an injury,
come on,
they couldn't coach.
Yeah, now you're taking it to. Yeah.
Well, that's what you said.
No, but
Kyle's
irritated.
Mad.
No, he's irritated.
I don't think he is.
Oh, I got to put in a game plan. No, bro.
Speculation.
What's up with Juwan? I don't know yet, coach.
I think there's a part of Kyle that loves this. How about that? And I'm not kidding.
Well, then that would call that he would be Don Nelson then.
No.
Don Nelson loved to look at me.
What if there's nothing wrong with Kyle Shanahan if he's saying, you know what? Of course I'd rather have Purdy, but I got to tell you, I love the challenge of trying to win with a backup.
I can see him saying that. You just don't prefer it. You made it seem like he preferred it.
Well, we'll see after this game.
Who saw him get hurt, though? I'm talking about Purdy. Watched that game.
Okay.
Stoney, it's going on 3-4 times now that I've been in the bed.
You're so what? You're so lost. You should be on that show, Lost.
I didn't like it.
Wandering around in a wilderness trying to look for a take that sticks to a wall.
I was talking about the Lost in Space.
I don't know what you were talking about, but...
Mac Jones, Kendrick Bourne.
You know, you're right. Who could have ever expected a quarterback to get hurt in the NFL? I mean, this is an anomaly.
You know what I mean?
Any
you were surprised
the highest
when that news dropped.
No, I wasn't.
Were you guys on air when it dropped?
Which time? Time it was one
Purdy,
game,
for
or the
Purdy.
Time it was five games?
2-5. Oh, it varied. I didn't know.
No, somebody hit the breaking news sounder, if I remember correctly. Mm. I can't remember who, but yeah, who would have thought it? Brock Purdy.
Evan going 8 years ago. I didn't like it.
With what?
How a person looks then and now.
I'm probably a little heavier now.
No, Snotty, I looked at you. I told you you were packing. Remember you called the refrigerator? You said your head looked like a refrigerator. Mine was a washer. Like, dude, it's less now.
All right. We got crossover coming up next with Willard and Dibs. And we haven't had one of those in a couple days.
Well, you guys had some without me.
Well, maybe if you would have let me finish the sentence and say we haven't had one of those in the last 2 days with Guru.
Well, you know you do the pregnant pause, and sometimes it throws me off.
Let lay out. Uh-huh. So after 8 years of a pregnant pause, you still haven't learned. Okay. I got you.
Stiney, you're off, bro. Way off.
We got 2 minutes. Giants. Tough loss for him yesterday, 5-3.
But the Mets are the story here. They are in shambles, Stiney, and they're trying to give it away. But now the Giants got company. That's the Cincinnati Reds. But what do you expect out of this weekend series with the Dodgers, who have just, I don't know what they're doing.
I expect the Giants, not expect, but, I mean, obviously you got to try to win 2 out of 3. But that's going to be really hard. Stiney, you see who's pitching?
It's not even that. It's...
I
believe Ray and Webb are out of gas. Not that they're ineffective, but you could just tell, like, boy, is they're at the end. And
as opposed to Seymour,
who's really getting stronger. That's where I get worried for the Giants after Webb and Ray, man. I do. But the Mets are free fall.
Yeah. I mean,
Tom Petty,
the one thing I noticed is, boy, Melvin for 2 weeks has been managing great, and then last night he just slips up and just didn't manage a good game.
Something Evan said that really bothered me.
They lost 5-3, so Melvin obviously pushed no good
lineup
buttons.
That is a nuggy nug. If you're into that's why they're winning, he didn't play.
Well, he's a lefty.
I'm just saying.
And the Giants have never hit well against lefties this year.
Dude, Adamas is about to break the 30-homer barrier.
No, he's at 28.
No, I have two busts
on. And you know what? And that's the kind of fan you are. There it is, right there. No, I swear to God, this is what it's all about for guys like Guru, Grandy, and Evan. It's more important, and it's better to track whether Adamas can get to 30 or whether the Giants can make up two games and win the division or be a wild card team.
It's a silver lining.
Can we get to 30?
Please.
Oh, it'll be the first one in since Bonds. Great. You're 500.
Evan a
gives
pop.
A rat's behind. Whoa. There you go.
Hey, hold on.
No.
Do I owe Evan a pop for Devers 30 homers if only half of them were here with the Giants?
Oh, yeah, because he bet you that he did 30 with the Giants.
It wasn't 30 exactly. overall. It was that he would hit 15.
Evan, don't even do it, Evan. You're right. You're
Evan
in the
gets
right.
gets closer to Friday. I might be on to something.
Might hit 40.
Dude.
Don't do it, Goo.
What? You said lay out.
You lost the bet with Devers. That segment brought to you by Crossover Next. That segment brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.